This road less rule debate has dragged on for decades. So last summer, when the U.S. Forest Service announced it would be looking at how the rule applies to Alaska, it was kind of a big deal. And the state wasn't looking for a compromise. It wanted a full exemption, meaning Alaska wouldn't be burdened by the same restrictions nearly all national lands have to follow, making it easier to build new roads through parts of the Tongass. Access has been a sticking point for the region's struggling timber industry, which employs fewer people than a Walmart store. The remote location has made harvesting trees difficult. The federal red tape made it nearly impossible, or so the argument goes. Still, throughout this process, Senator Lisa Murkowski has said that's not the only reason she supports a full exemption.
Not necessarily just to access to timber, but access at all.
And last year, the Alaska Division of Forestry was awarded $2 million in the form of a modified grant, typically used for things like fighting wildfires or insect prevention. But in this case, it was awarded to the state to work on the roadless rule as a cooperating agency. Essentially, the state would be a kind of point person to the federal government leading up to a decision.
I was kind of astonished about that.
Andy Stahl used to work for the Forest Service. He's now the executive director of Forest Service Employees for Environmental Ethics, a watchdog group. He says it's not uncommon for the federal agency to grant states money. But he thinks, given the circumstances in Alaska, this grant presents a conflict.
So the state has said, change the rule. And the federal government, which wrote the rule, turns around and says, well, here's $2 million to help you convince us to change the rule. And that's just weird.
Today, the state has spent almost a quarter of the grant on a variety of things. Some of it was used to put together a citizen advisory committee to provide feedback to top federal officials about how the roadless rule should apply in Alaska. But a state records request shows that one of the members on that committee has another opportunity to weigh in. The Alaska Forest Association, a timber industry group, has been given over $200,000 from that grant, and it has contracts to receive more money for providing the industry's perspective, how its business will be affected by changes to the roadless rule, and work plans moving forward. Stahl says the Forest Service couldn't grant this money to the Alaska Forest Association directly because the grant is being managed under state laws. But he's confused why the money is being given to a group which he says has a clear agenda.
Nobody in their right mind would turn to that organization for the unvarnished, dispassionate facts. You'd go hire a private consultant.
No, we want a party that has the expertise and the knowledge to give us an accurate answer so that will inform, our policy.
That's Chris Mache, the director of the Alaska Division of Forestry. He says spending a portion of the federal grant this way shouldn't come as a surprise. The state regularly partners with stakeholder groups, and since the fate of the timber industry is being considered, an industry group makes the most sense in this role.
The state has a vested interest in continuing the industry, and that's what we're trying to do. That's the whole purpose behind the roadless rule petition.
Joel Jackson, the tribal president of the Organized Village of Cake, doesn't think that's okay. Like the state, the tribal government is also a cooperating agency. They're also supposed to be providing context to the Forest Service as the decision gets made. But unlike the state, CAKE wasn't granted any federal money to help make its case.
We didn't get any funding for our staff to be working on it. And that's very, very important because we have limited funds.
At times, Jackson says the small tribal government has scrambled to meet deadlines and provide meaningful comments. If major changes are made to how the Tongass is managed, he says there's a lot at stake for the village. For example, he's worried about food security. Historically, large-scale industrial logging damaged salmon streams.
I want the people to know that don't live out in the rural villages how important the salmon are to our people.
The Forest Service wouldn't provide comments for this story, though the state says the agency is aware of how the grant money is being spent. An announcement on the roadless rule decision was expected to come out in draft form this summer, but that's been delayed. A national report suggests, at Governor Mike Dunleavy's urging, the Trump administration is now working on a full Alaska exemption. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.